Weather conditions across the Midwest remain very calm this morning, with some cloud cover common across parts of Indiana and Ohio down into Kentucky. There's also some thunderstorms beginning to rumble into the western fringes of the region in Nebraska. Thunderstorms have occurred overnight, and some locally heavy rains have occurred. There's a little bit of rain that's also extended down into parts of northeastern Kansas. This precipitation in the central part of the U.S. Plains is going to be moving across the western Corn Belt as we go forward through the next 24 hours. The precipitation will impact Iowa, northwestern Missouri, southeastern sections of South Dakota, southern Minnesota, and Wisconsin. We could see some locally heavy amounts of rainfall, certainly in the 1 to 2 inch range. It's going to be fairly common across parts of that region. The precipitation is actually occurring over an area that is relatively dry biased right now, and that means that some beneficial improvement to topsoil moisture is likely to occur. When I talk about dryness, we're not talking about stressful conditions, just the topsoil has firmed up here recently, and the subsoil is still favorable. I think we'll see the overall situation in the western Corn Belt stay very good as we move forward through this next week because of this rain and additional rain that will fall a little later in the 7-day forecast, and also in the second week for that matter. For the lower eastern Midwest, gradual improving conditions will take place, but as we mentioned yesterday, there's still going to be some shower activities scattered about, and the end result of that will be just slower drying rates and will likely still be frustrated over the amount of moisture that's present in some areas across Indiana, Kentucky, and a few Ohio locations. These areas will not see a lot of rain over the next 7 days, but they will see some, and enough to slow the process down, as I mentioned before. Rain totals over the 7-day period for some of that region will run from 0.6 inch to maybe 1.5 inches, and there will be some greater amounts of rain to the north up across parts of the Great Lakes region. In the second week of the forecast, there will be a little less frequency, a little less intensity of the rainfall that occurs, and that should help to further improve the moisture situation in the lower eastern parts of the Midwest. In general, if you step back and look at the overall pattern across the U.S. Midwest, you have to come to the conclusion the weather conditions are generally very good right now. Corn and soybeans both enjoy warm temperatures and periodic showers and thunderstorms, along with favorable amounts of moisture in the soil. And outside of those excessively wet areas in the lower eastern Midwest, we do have those conditions prevailing. And as time moves along, I think a lot of the lower eastern Midwest region will likely come on board with this as well. The temperatures over these next several days are going to be in a seasonably warm range for many areas. A lot of 80 and lower 90 degree highs will occur across the big part of the Midwest. We'll see some temperatures occasionally getting into the middle and upper 90s in the southwest and west central parts of the region periodically. The heat will help to stimulate quicker drying rates, which will also bring a little bit of stress for some crops, but for the most part, it's not likely to have a huge impact since there is still favorable moisture around in many areas, and the hottest weather will stay in the plains and not into the heart of the Midwest. High temperatures this afternoon are going to run mostly in the 70s and lower 80s across the Midwest. Tomorrow we'll see similar conditions, however, there will be a few 60-degree readings in parts of Wisconsin and immediate neighboring areas. Temperatures will stay warmest in the western Corn Belt, where 80 and lower 90 degree readings will occur each day. We'll expect to see some hotter temperatures evolving as we move out into the Friday, Saturday, Sunday time period. High temperatures at that point in time will be likely into the upper 80s through the lower and a few middle 90s across the Midwest, and we'll see the hottest temperatures still in the southwestern areas, where readings will get up over 100 degrees in Kansas and a few spots in Nebraska, but staying mostly on western fringes of the Corn Belt. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.